Hello. I'm in the class out and my voice is a little raspy because I just finished fucking my throat with a dildo like a delinquent. And then after that I was too turned on by it, so then I had to get off. So now I'm all sore throated, sore pussied, feeling properly used up. Well, almost properly, but it's the best I can do in circumstances right now. I have had some requests before. Oh, there he is. There he is. He's upset. I don't know why. He has food, clean litter. I even left the tap running for him to buy me some time. But we'll see. You might just want to cuddle, so you might have to hear some kitty purrs. Odie, are you going to come in? The door's open a tiny bit. You can figure it out. I've had some requests for me just to kind of talk about anything. Talk about nothing. I could do that. Someone said they wanted to hear memories, nice memories. I've got so many. I've got a few. I'll start with one of my earlier memories. I grew up in this pastoral setting. It's all farmland, and they're all farmers. Everyone's got tons of land around them. Either of crops or livestock, things like that. So I grew up with 25 acres around our house. It was an old farmhouse. Oh, there he is. Hello. Come here. Come find out. This is all that's happening, and now you have to sit on my lap for a few minutes. That's your punishment for being so loud and obnoxious. Yeah, I gotta take you to the vet next week. You're too skinny. I need you to be a fat, happy old man. Oh, I know you're not happy now, because you're stuck. I wonder if I can get him to purr. Be so good if I could. I doubt it though. He doesn't like being held prisoner. He's a free man. He does what he wants. Yeah. Ooh. He's so sweet. He's such a good boy. You need a belly rub?
Nope. He's had it.
And he's off. Okay. Yeah. So I grew up with 25 acres around us, and like this old, if you're in Europe, it's like new, but North American standards, old is like at least 100 years old, maybe older. It's actually like around Pioneer Settlement, but I grew up in that house, and because we had all this land, but my dad wasn't a farmer, he would essentially like lease the land out as long as they didn't like spray the crops with like pure poison, because we ran in these fields, like we played in them all the time. He didn't really care. So and there's this sick family, and like all the families in the area were all like interconnected, I guess, because everyone had grown up around there, because their grandparents had grown, you know, like every family was like these huge long lines of like marrying in. There's enough people, so there wasn't a lot of like inbreeding, but it sounds like that, but it's not the case. But because my family my parents immigrated right before I was born. So we didn't have any big family and stuff like that, so it was always really fun to get to hang out with people who had like these big families, and they'd talk about, I don't know, every family seemed to have like these big events, like family reunions, and like 300 people would show up. It's crazy. I remember this one family, they had like a corn roast at the end of summer because they'd grow so much corn, like corn for people to eat and like corn for like livestock, but, and everyone would come and they'd build a huge bonfire, like massive, this giant pot you could like boil a human in, like something out of a cartoon. They'd throw all the corn in, and then they'd have like a long table with like a plastic tablecloth on it, and just like butter everywhere, and you just like slide your corn through the butter and eat as much as you want, and you'd just be covered in like butter and juice and salt. And I didn't realize this because I was like younger, but all the like grown-ups would be getting absolutely wasted, just hammered. And everyone would bring like tents and trailers and stuff to like sleep in the back property where they'd have the big fire by the river. I never noticed. I didn't, you know, I was playing with the kids, and there's like the river right there, so like the older kids had to like watch out for the younger kids so we don't drown in the river. It was just so much fun, like being around these huge families. Family's so small, and like both of my parents have one sister, and they each have two kids, but they're not in Canada, so, you know, like it was just only us. But this isn't I don't even know why I went on this tangent, but this isn't even the memory I wanted to share. The memory I wanted to share is, so this family would come and they would cut all the hay. It was like an alfalfa field. Like Timothy and Clover. I don't know. Oh, he's back. He's back. He's bored. He wants someone to cuddle him, but I have to cuddle him where he wants to be cuddled, which is on the bed. You're just gonna have to wait because I'm recording, puss. I don't know if you can hear him pad in and out. He's not exactly delicate. Yeah, so the family would come and they'd like ride their big tractor, their like John Deere, down the back roads to get to our place. And they'd start cutting it all down like in the evenings after everyone had finished their other work. And so they'd come, and we'd be getting ready for bed and stuff, and it'd still be light out. We'd be running around in, like, our pajamas, standing on, like, the deck, watching this giant tractor go through the fields, and the sound of, like, that rumble, that loud rumble of the tractor, and then the smell of gas or diesel. I don't know what they use in it, but, like, burning, and the like that smell of really sweet, beautiful, like fresh grass. It's not like grass. It's got a better smell than that. I don't know how to describe it. And when you watch, you just see it, like the tractor drives over it and it all just falls away. So there's nothing behind, and you just see like these big swaths of long, long grass. And they're so methodical. They go up and down the row. Sometimes they do the whole outside first, like the outline of it, and then work their way in. And so we'd watch that, and then inevitably we'd have to go to bed. So we'd have our baths, and you could hear the tractor. So the windows are open. You'd hear the tractor going, getting to your jammies. It's always in the 90s. And I go to bed, and we had big blackout curtains because it'd be light out until like 9:30, and my parents make us go to bed so early. It's because we were annoying. I know that now. Now that I'm grown. They just wanted to get away from us. I can still hear like the tractor going. And the crickets. And the grasshoppers. It would fly everywhere trying to get out of the way. And then you'd hear the birds that would come in. Because, of course, I'm sure the tractor killed, like, mice and stuff in the fields. They'd come in and clean up after it. And, like, owls would come in, too. You could hear them. There's nothing more terrifying. You will never convince me of anything more scary. That anything could exist that's more scary than an owl screeching to try and catch their prey. They sit really high up in a tree. And they let out this shriek. And it scares all the smaller animals on the ground because they're like, oh my god, it's an owl. And so they start scampering in any movement the owl will see and whoosh, go and catch them. And hear that sometimes at night. I'm convinced that's why people think they're like cryptids and like half-human monsters in the wilderness. Because of owls. Terrifying. Owls are murder machines. People think owls are so cute and nice. They are fucking terrifying. They are dinosaurs. They would eat us in a heartbeat if we were not bigger. They eat anything that's smaller than them. And his friend. And she kept losing her dogs, like smaller little itty bitty dogs, like Shih Tzus or Yorkies and stuff like that. Because there's this great horned owl or screech owl or something would like wait till the dog would go outside to pee and then like swoop. Kept getting the dogs. One survived, but she lost an eye. I'm like really messed up from it. They're scary. I don't like owls. They freak me out. You know what else freaks me out? Seals. You ever looked at a seal like dead in the face? Their eyes are black pits. They're like hollows. You look into their sweet, adorable little faces and you realize there's nothing there. So scary. I've never seen a seal in the wild, though. I've only ever seen like captive ones in zoos and stuff. I'd love to see a wild one. That'd be so cool. Apparently if you go out west, British Columbia, you'll see them, like Victoria, just an island, just off the coast. I've been out east before, to Newfoundland. It's so nice there, and the people are just like the best people ever. It's another province in Canada, Newfoundland. It's like an island, but they have a chunk of what's called Labrador. It's Newfoundland and Labrador is one, technically one province. The last one to join. And Labrador is just like the top chunk of Quebec. I didn't go there. I just went to the island. But the people are so nice and they have funny accents. But they're just so friendly. It was crazy. We were like driving around and we stopped somewhere to get, I don't know, like drinks. And they're like, have you been out to see old Maggie's well yet? And we're like, no, we're not from here. We don't know old Maggie. And they're like, okay, well, you need to go up this road and turn left and left. And it's this house. It looks like this. If you just go knock on the door, she'd be thrilled to show you. We're like, what? Like, yeah, just go on over. We're not just gonna like walk up to like somebody's house. Be like, hey, heard you're old Maggie, can we see your well? And they're like, no. And they're like, and they called like someone from the back, like I guess it's one of their kids or something. And they're like, yeah, come with you. We'll take you there. And so this guy, like, showed us to old Maggie's, and she's like, yeah, this is the oldest well on the island. Super excited to have us. Like, brought out cookies and stuff. We hung out at old Maggie's for a little bit. Like, just so nice. It's crazy. But yeah, go out east. It's a good time. Let's think of some other memories. All my memories are they like really innocent and pure and sweet, or like really fucking dirty? I don't want to do the dirty ones. This is supposed to be a sleep aid. It's supposed to make you sleepy. I had this babysitter growing up. So we didn't have any, like, grandparents or anyone like that to babysit, and both my parents worked. So if we were sick or anything, we'd go to their house. And their next-door neighbors had a big trampoline. And, like, trampolines are kind of, like, a big deal where I'm from. Nobody has a lot of money. So, like, a trampoline, like, you make friends with someone who's got a trampoline. So whenever we'd go there, because my parents, they'd go to England for like 2 weeks at a time and stuff, and we'd just go stay the babysitters. And essentially because we were like homeschooled for a little, it's weird. Of course I was homeschooled. I'm a freak. I'm a naughty, slutty little freak. Of course I was homeschooled for a while. But they had a trampoline, and they said that we could use it whenever we wanted during the day, but like after school their kids would come home and use it, so like we weren't allowed then, because they didn't want anyone like fighting, I guess, over the trampoline. Not that we ever would have like fought over it. We were so shy. They would have been like high, and we would have like gasped and ran away. It's terrified of people. But we get to jump on this trampoline, and it was so cool. Oh my god. And of course nobody had like the nets or anything like that. I had to come to the city to see those for the first time, and I'm like, what is this? This is for pussies. What are these safety precautions? No. Jump high. Don't jump off the trampoline. You'll break your neck. You play popcorn. And one person has to, like, hold themselves in a really tight ball. The other one bounces and tries to get them to, like, break open. It's a good time. Or we'd run in circles on either side and, like, bounce each other higher. Oh, man. That was a good time, too. Just hit my head on the back of my chair. I don't know. What else can I talk about? Talk about when I got Odin. I was in uni, and I just moved out of res. I was in res for a while, just because my parents really wanted me to, like, just study and not worry about, like, rent or food or anything like that. So, I think it's, yeah, my last year. I moved out with my friend, who was awesome. We got, like, a little apartment. Shitty, shitty little apartment just off campus. And I really wanted a cat, because I love cats. And I grew up in, like, a household. We had one cat that, like, I remember growing up, and that's essentially because he was, like, a stray, and I started feeding him sneakily on the DL, and then I could, like, call him, and by that I mean, like, meow into the fields, and he'd come running, like, he always knew it was me, and then we'd, like, play until I'd have to go to bed. And so finally, my dad's very, very allergic. My dad, it was like a huge thunderstorm. And the cat was outside, and he was just crying outside the door. It was heartbreaking, soaking wet, like the sky was lighting up. It was so loud. And thankfully, my dad gave up, and he went and he got a towel, and he picked him up and brought him in, and then that was it. He was an indoor-outdoor cat after that, but that was the only cat I grew up with, and I love cats. We had every other animal. Like, all the other animals. We had dogs, we had rabbits, we had gerbils, we had rats, we had chinchillas. We never had hamsters or guinea pigs. We had fish. All the fish. Tropical fish, goldfish, betta fish. We had a horse. It was my mom's horse. It wasn't my horse. But I rode it. Because she couldn't ride. So I used to... Yeah. It was also a horse girl. Like I said, crazy. I still am crazy. Let's be real. I do this. Yeah. Horse girls are crazy. Homeschool girls are crazy. Oh no. You guys are going to realize I'm a freak. I don't even remember. Oh yeah, so I moved out of Res and I really wanted a cat, so I went to the Humane Society, the SPCA, and there was this cat, this grown tabby cat, and they have these cages that are like, they call them condos. It's just cages on cages stacked. People keep buying animals instead of adopting, which just really pisses me off, because there's so many animals that need a good home. You don't need a purebred. They have so many health issues. Okay, I'm not even gonna get into this because I'll just start ranting. I get really upset. But there's this older tabby cat, and he was stuffed into the corner, and like the way these cat condo cages were arranged, you could barely see him. But I just heard this yowling, because I don't know if you know this about Odin, but he meows, he's very vocal. And he's yowling, and I just see this tiny little paw sneaking out to the grates. And I'd almost picked, like, this kitten, this little gray kitten. She was so cute, but, like, I don't know about you guys, I'm the type of person I go based on, like, how I feel about stuff, and I just knew it wasn't like quite the right fit. And I heard like meow coming from the corner, and I was like, what is that? And I went to the back, and I saw like this paw sneaking out, desperately trying to grab anything to like get attention. And so I kind of shimmied my way between the cages, and I saw him, and he was so pathetic, guys. He was so skinny, and he had all this goopy green stuff in his eye and an eye infection, and he was just like the saddest thing I'd ever seen. So I opened the cage, which you're not supposed to do, but I don't follow rules. You can't control me. And I got him out, and he like jumped with his two back paws over my shoulder, his little feet nestled into my chest, and he like put his claws in. Not like, it didn't hurt. Okay, maybe it hurt a little bit, but he was so cute and, like, clingy, and he started purring and, like, rubbing his face against my face. And you might think that's gross because he had all this green slime. No, that does not faze me. You can wash that off. He's such a sweet boy. He's so sweet and so pathetic, and, like, nobody had been looking at him. He'd been, like, because he's older and, like, dumped in the corner. And you just, like, know that, like, certain cats just aren't going to get adopted, right? And it breaks my heart, and they put them down. Just because, you know, people want kittens. They want cats that have interesting colors or ones that, like, stand out. And he's very, like, I don't want him to hear me say this, but he's very standard tabby. He kind of looks like all the other tabby cats. And so I was worried that if I didn't take him home, no one would. And the way he, like, grabbed onto me, and at one point he put one paw on either side of my neck and put his, like, head right in the crook of my neck. And I'm like, well, that's it. This is my cat. This is my kitty. And so I did all the paperwork, and I paid, and I got him back to the apartment. I was on like the 19th floor. And he was so scared at first. And I remember it very distinctly because my roommate, he never let me forget this. when it started meowing in the kitchen, his first night there, like he was lost. And he just remembers me, like, yelling. He's like, "You were so loud, I could hear you from, like, my bedroom." Me, like, jumping out of bed at, like, 1 a.m. being like, "I'm coming, baby!" And after that, he was my shadow. He's so funny. He was so, like, because he's younger than he is now. But he's always been, like, until the accident last summer, you never would have guessed how old he was. Like, he was always very, like, lively and nimble. And like, even when I got him, I got one of those like rods as like the string and the feathers and the bells and like the shiny stuff on it, and I remember he'd do triple flips in the air to like catch this thing. We were always like floored he wasn't just like, you know, like a 6 month old kitten or something. We had to make concessions for this cat because we were on the 19th floor overlooking the like transit way where all the buses went, and it got so hot. Like, 19th floor gets really, really hot in the summer. But we found out we couldn't leave the windows open because Odin would climb the screens and hold onto the screens to look down. And like, I just lived in fear. Like, I caught him doing this and I was like, "Oh my god, he's gonna fall," and like I'd never be able to live with myself, so we had to get air conditioning units. So I was like, "No, we don't get fresh air anymore unless we like open the window like a crack so he can't like wedge his body in there." But yeah, like even when I moved out here, I'm kind of like in the burbs now, like more suburban. It's not like downtown, it's not like suburban, but you know, townhouses and stuff. And even then, like, he insisted on like going outdoors, and he, you know, like no fear cars, nothing, loves people. Like, he's like, or he used to be anyway, like the neighborhood cat. Everybody knew him. Everyone knew him. Like, he kept getting, like, last summer, before his accident, he'd go missing for, like, a day at a time. And so we put an air tag on him so we could, like, track him down. And he was essentially just, like, living in this old couple's townhouse. Like, we couldn't pinpoint exactly which one it was. But then I talked to enough of, like, the neighbors. They're like, yeah, he's, like, living out his best life inside their house. They love him. They like feed him fish every day. Like, and then, well, then he got into that accident and he's not allowed outside anymore. And he's kind of lost weight. And I don't know, I'm worried about him. So that's why he's going for blood work. But he's such an old man. And now he's missing like half his nose because of the accident. I've never cried so hard in my life than when, they rang the doorbell and they were, like, holding him and he was gushing blood from his nose. And they're like, "Are you Odin's, like, owners?" And I was like, "Yes. Who are you?" And they're like, "We live, you know, everyone knows Odin. I don't know everybody. We live, like, I don't know, down the block or something." And they're like, "We saw him stumbling. We brought him home immediately. I like whisked him off to like the 24-hour vet clinic, and like he was okay eventually, but like those few days of not knowing if he was gonna make it or not were like some of the hardest. Like, I'm so attached to this cat, it's ridiculous. He is my baby. He is like my little kitty soulmate. I love him so much, and same for his brother. But this is 30 minutes long. And I'll tell butter stories another day. Because it's bedtime. And I hope you're fast asleep already. I can sing you a song. Nah, I'm not gonna sing you a song. I'll sing you a song next time. My throat's really sore. I need to stop abusing it the way I do. But I feel like you guys wouldn't like that. Okay. Well, I hope this was soothing. It felt really, really weird to just talk about nothing for such a long time, but hopefully this is nice.